Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
God is a relational God. He created us to experience a personal, intimate relationship with Him and have fulfilling, rich, and inspiring relationships with others. So He suffers like we do when relationships deteriorate. I believe that this week, God wants to restore broken hearts, unfinished stories. Here's what He's saying to you today, my friend. I will bless those who have humble and contrite hearts, who tremble at my word. Isaiah 66:2. I don't know your story, my friend, but maybe as you've read these words so far, your thoughts were directed to someone in particular, someone you're not on good terms with, someone who makes you angry. God sees your anguish. He sees how your heart may be filled with bitterness and regret. And I believe He wants to encourage you today through this reader's testimony. A Miracle Every Day has helped me put the past in the past. It enables me to continue the race and not allow myself to be stopped by a barricade of regret, bitterness, and wounds. As I read the message, I've often said to myself, maybe the brother or sister I had hurt, or who hurt me, was also reading A Miracle Every Day. And that released in me humility, repentance, and a desire for reconciliation. I thank the Lord for using you to help me pursue the path of forgiveness and to show me His unconditional love. Amen. What a beautiful testimony. No one is immune from blunders and the damage they can cause. Sometimes we interpret a word, a behavior, we assume, we think, and offense starts to develop within us. Unfortunately, other, more serious situations can lead to more significant breaches. My friend, only the love of God can heal your wounds. So today, He's going to give you new momentum, new hope. God hasn't said the final word in your dead-end situation, in this disconnected relationship. He wants to free you today from your prison of suffering and bitterness. We're going to ask Him together how to take action. I pray that the Holy Spirit inspires you with strategies to turn your situation around. Father, thank you for seeing and hearing my suffering. I believe that you're healing me from the wounds so that I can move forward. Now show me how I can reconnect with this person and say the name of the person you no longer have contact with. I believe that my attempts to bridge and reconcile will bear fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. God wants to heal and free you. I believe it.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.